I'm a butcher, you see. It's part of my job to detach myself from the work of my cleaver, but to hold a man's life in my hands, that is a very different thing. Before us sits a man to whom I bear no ill, a man who could as well be a customer of mine, but he sits accused of a most terrible crime, a crime not only against our queen, but against us all. Somehow, we must detach ourselves and remember that this is about justice.
On the day of the march, things escalated beyond my control. I fear I was not the man for such an undertaking. This I realized as soon as blood was first spilled. I fear that the jury will pass judgment with these happenings alone in mind, and not whether the presented evidence constitutes high treason.
The defense say they marched in peace. He led a mob of armed men, there's no denying that. There was a fight. Soldiers were involved. Blood was shed. We are to be balanced and fair in our judgments. But I find myself swayed. First, there was the testimony of Hodge, and now the man Harford lends his weight.
The mob of men I was with asked Mr. Frost what he did intend to do. He said first they should go to the new poorhouse and take the soldiers and their arms. Then he said they should go to the storehouse where there was plenty of gunpowder. Then they would blow up the bridge, which would stop the Welsh mail that had run to the north. A message for a national uprising.
Did he say anything more?
He said he should be able to see two or three friends or enemies in Newport.
I feel the weight of evidence now on my shoulders. I do not wish to be considered a butcher of men.